Hello, and welcome back to Talking Marketing, a podcast where we sit down with industry leaders and accomplished marketing professionals to explore the strategies, systems, and creative thinking behind brands that stand out. Before we dive in, I'd like to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Brick Marketing, a trusted Boston digital marketing agency with 20 plus years of experience helping businesses drive strategy and implementation that solves complex challenges. Brick Marketing achieves business, sales, and marketing goals by offering the following solutions: SEO, GEO, content marketing, and social media, PPC, email marketing, website development, and AI marketing. You can learn more at brickmarketing.com, and we're grateful for their support in making this conversation possible. Today, we're joined by Sue Wei, founder and CEO of Magic Promotions Instant, right here in Boston. For more than a decade, Sue has been operating at the intersection of branding, experiential marketing, and corporate gifting, helping organizations from growing businesses and nonprofits to Fortune 500 companies turn everyday brand touchpoints into memorable marketing experiences. Through Magic Promotions, Sue works on the side of marketing that's often underestimated but incredibly powerful. How physical brand experiences and strategic gifting influence perception, loyalty, and visibility. Combined with her background in operations and cross-border team leadership in both China and the US, she brings a practical marketing lens on how branding decisions translate into real business outcomes. Sue, welcome to Talking Marketing. Excited to have you on the show with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lina. And I'm thrilled to be here and to share a little bit about what I've learned in the past 12 years in running Magic Promotions.
Yes. And we also have Aish here, who's and also a co-host in this podcast. Hi, Aish. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
So, Sue, I'd like to just dive right in. Your company, Magic Promotions, has grown into a global marketing firm known for strategic marketing and thoughtful gifting. For listeners who are hearing your story for the first time, how would you describe your leadership philosophy, and what makes Magic Promotions unique in helping organizations build meaningful relationships?
Thank you for the question. For people who doesn't know yet, we are a marketing firm that has been around for 12 years. And can you believe it's still here, right? We have been around for 12 years, helping businesses stand out and be remembered with unique gifting solutions. And we believe every gift tells a story. And, you know, when we work with our client, we listen and communicate and to understand our clients, what they are struggling, what their objectives are, learning about their audience, and then we craft unique solution that helps them get seen and be remembered in the event or in the community they serve. And my background is hospitality. So with that, we are able to create the exceptional experience while mixed with creativity, strategic marketing to help them get results they are looking to see.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think experiential marketing is a really important aspect in building a brand, because that's something that will be remembered for audience members and consumers getting a first look at Magic Promotions.
Absolutely.
So your career began in hospitality management, as you said, and now today you lead a gifting firm. What inspired that shift, and how did your hospitality background influence the way you build client relationships and approach business development?
So I went to school for hospitality. I have a master's degree in hospitality management. You know, when I started Magic Promotion, I wondered too, what am I doing here? You know, hospitality here, marketing and wearing all kinds of hats as a business owner, right? That was 12 years ago, but I do believe I have a purpose here. You know, a lot of time you see gifts being given and being thrown away. And I believe each gift has a story to tell. And they are not, all gifts are not created equal. We take the time to understand what our clients are looking for, their objectives, and their audience, and be able to craft unique solution and the creativity that helps us craft message that captures attention. And then one example is, you know, we had worked with one of our clients called IU Health. They are very well known in Middle West, Indiana University Health. And when they reach out, we've been working with them for quite a while. When they reach out, they say, we don't know what the design should be. And I have zero experience in graphic design. Surprise me. I know you've worked with my coworkers for years and let me know what you got. So we go from there. And that was a project for Mental Health Awareness Month. They wanted to provide free coffee to employees, also raise awareness and encourage people to call the mental health line when possible. So we created the mental health theme green color and then the logo, IU Health logo as well. But also what captures attention and capture heart is the message we added there. Taking care of I and you, and that's what matters. When she's married, she sees the message. She was enlightened. She said, that is amazing. I love that. You know, because they are IU Health, right? Indiana University Health. IU, taking care of I, taking care of you. IU, taking care of I and you, and that's what matters. And that's what we help our clients with. When I mentioned gifts are not created equal, because it's not just a random gift, it's the thought behind it. Why should I give this gift? What are you trying to achieve? What do you want audience to remember with the gift you're giving? And how do you want them to feel when they receive the gift? And that's very important in the gift giving process when we craft each gift for our client.
That's very clever, the IU campaign. I love that. I think that sets a mark of intention for each of your projects that you work on. I think it has something to say when, you know, you take a lot of time and creativity to draft out a plan so well thought out. Many marketers can think of gifting as an afterthought, but you sort of heighten and flowed in that sector of your business. And you've built a business on the power of intentional gifting, which I love. And from your perspective, why is gifting such a powerful tool for brand visibility and relationship building? And how do you help clients transform a simple gift to a whole brand movement?
Absolutely. You know, and that's so true. A lot of time, you know, we don't think about giving gift until, oh, I have a trade show coming up. I need to get something. And people are pressured to come up with on brand and creative solutions, but with a short time frame, they don't have the time to research or find what works best for them, and they ended up just choosing, because I have the budget, I need to purchase something for the event, and they ended up handing out random gift. Now, we want to make sure the gift that we are helping our clients giving or with, helping them come up with, or recommendations we make, we want to make sure it's thoughtful. And one thing that we incorporate a lot is, if you know, Maya Angelou said, people will forget what we've done for them, but they'll never forget what we've made them feel. And that is a huge part in gift giving. And, you know, you want to bring that into the experience, how you make them feel, right? And when they receive the gift, they know that you've put thoughts to it. It's a gift that shows care. You know, it's not a random gift. They'll throw it away or put it in the back drawer, don't see it until 5 years later. And again, oh, I didn't know I had this one. Again, it goes to the trash can. So we help change that because, and you hear that a lot of time they say marketing is an expense. I don't have budget for marketing. I don't have budget for gifting. But it's just like, in my opinion, it's just like hiring people. When it's done right, it helps create greater ROI, return on investment. And that's why we clients come to us, and you know, typically when they work with us, they don't go away because they see the value that we bring in. They see the result that we help create. They are busy. They have a million things on their plate, and doing research, going to you know different website, it takes a lot of time. It's overwhelming too, and a lot of time when they are overwhelmed, what do we do when we are overwhelmed? We procrastinate, not ending up doing anything at all. Those are all missed opportunities that we could have, right? At the event, at when you create for a client, for a prospect, for your employees. So talking about gifting, it can be utilized as a strategy in every process of your business, whether it's starting as to make impression for your prospect. When I go out, meet people, instead of bringing business cards, I always bring my, which is right here, the chocolate bar that's creatively done with our keywords on it. Be remembered, boost visibility, corporate gift, and onboarding gift, employee incentive gift, rewards program, client appreciation. And looking at this one, would you forget, you know, who gave you the chocolate? Most likely not. You know, it's the feeling behind it. You, when you taste the sweetness, you have that favorable feeling about the brand. And what I got is, when I give those out, they reach out, they want to meet with me. Hey, I have a project coming up. I wanted to do something creative like this. This is neat. And or they'll tell me, hey, I have a friend who runs a business and he likes creative ideas, and I think you two should connect. And that is a conversation starter. That is a meaningful relationship we've built. And it actually truly speaks louder than, you know, my words, I feel like. And I know I posted on social media, on LinkedIn, hey, my business cards arrived, and better even, my favorite dark chocolate arrived. And that has got a lot of you know, likes, and people share. And you know, I have a friend, Tammy, who we just did a LinkedIn live last week, and she said, Sue, I wanted you meet with my former boss, Delisi. She loves creative like ideas. She helps lawyer market building relationship with gift too. You two should connect. And we ended up talking, and she then started working with us on her company branded gifting needs as well. And yes, when it's done right, you could use it for a lot of things in your business, building, you know, meaningful relationship with your prospect, and a thank you gift to your new client, an onboarding gift, that excitement, right? That's what makes it memorable. That helps, you know, your brand be remembered. You know, sometimes clients will reach out to me saying, I want to create a coffee mug that has my logo on it, my phone number, my email address, all on that coffee mug. Yes, great. You have all the contact information on there, but would you rather have an art piece or would you rather have an ad piece? Now, of course, you know, if it's done nicely, people will be tempting to use it, right? Because it's nicely done, it's thoughtful, it's not just an advertisement. And I truly believe the message itself should be louder than the logo.
That sounds amazing. I love how you identified a gap in the market and you fill the hole with such strategic and such thoughtful ideas. That's amazing. So looking back at your journey while building Magic Promotions, what has been one of your toughest challenges and what did you learn from it? I know this industry is driven by connections and personalization. How important is deep customer research in guiding growth and avoiding costly mistakes?
When I started, I thought everyone is my customer. And that can be true, right? We looked at our data and the history and clients that we serve, we realized a lot of our clients are in the healthcare industry. A lot of our clients are in the nonprofit industry, you know, from overseas too, we have clients nationwide and globally. They are looking for, you know, US company, reliable company to help them come up gift ideas that resonate to audience here, and they don't want to deal with the logistic part. They want someone reliable to be able to handle that, all of that, so they have peace of mind. They focus on what they do. And while our focus is healthcare, nonprofit, we also have other clients reach out to us too because they heard it from other clients, because they know we do a good job. You know, our niche is in nonprofit and healthcare, but everybody else, when they know we are in gifting, in marketing, they reach out to us. So now we serve clients from all industry. We have financial clients, we have manufacturing clients, we have clients from all fields. But when you start out as marketing or whatever that you do, I do believe it's important to find a niche, you know, build your visibility and credibility, and then later on expand to different areas of your business. I remember in 2020 during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people are applying for PPE loan. And I was thinking, because my industry, it's events driven. During 2020, there were not a lot of events going on. But surprisingly, my business was pretty busy that year. And it's relationship. When they are short of masks, remember those times the cloth mask was a big thing, right? So people, clients will reach out, hey, I know you are the Magic Sue. They call me Magic Sue. You, I think you may have resources in getting us branded masks. And we do.
I just thought it was really interesting that you mentioned COVID masks, to intricately design each one for different companies and branding styles. And that's a very important takeaway, just like your chocolates, like you're putting your stamp on companies and brands. So when they review and come back to potential partnerships, they can think, oh, that Magic Sue, she was so different from all the rest, putting actual real stories into our clients that made a connection. So it's very interesting to hear how you connected that with the COVID pandemic. I feel like that's a very important part of recent history and trying to, you know, bring the humaneness and the humanness of branding is very important.
Yeah, and it's also the brand message that we send out often will say, we make the magic happen. So when they have a problem, they think of Magic Sue, they think of our team, they immediately think, oh, maybe Magic Sue has a solution because they make the magic happen. So back in 2020, we were able to help a lot of you know, healthcare and hospital needs with sanitizers, right? Back then, people are struggling getting hands on sanitizer, and sanitizer, branded sanitizer, when you go to event, that was common everywhere, right? So we were able to meet those needs too, and then hospitals reaching out for gloves too. And that year actually kept us pretty busy, rather than applying PPE loan or closing the business, which sadly, some businesses had to do that because there's not much going on that year. But because of the relationship, we were able to help our existing client with the PPE needs, with the mask and sanitizers. That kept us busy that year. So yes, relationship is key in every business we do. When they have other friends or coworkers, which is a lot of our where a lot of our businesses are from, referrals. I remember one of our clients, when she was working at WFYI, the radio station, but when she transitioned to a different company, she reached out immediately. "Hey, Sue, I wanted to know I moved companies. Now I'm with this company now, and we'll be reaching out soon when we have event needs and marketing." And then we started working with them, as they start working for the new company. I just love that part. They even though they change job, but their relationship does not end. It takes to the to even the next level, that knowing that they trust us, right? They reach out, and that is something we and also from the hospitality industry, relationship, it's everything. It's, how you make their day. And as you know, when we build that relationship, when they feel being heard and understood, then problem is not a problem anymore.
Yeah, it's very important to maintain that relationship longevity. I think that's something that is really telling in your company and in you as a person going hospitality industry to branding. I feel like in any industry too, it's really, really important to find that common ground, that connection, and learn to create that bridge of, hey, we have this in common and we're here to help each other to find that mutual benefit to help each other out. And I can definitely see in example stories. I love hearing that, you maintained a relationship and word traveled about your company and how great it was to place and it was able to be implemented in this new company where your friend works at. That's really awesome. I love that creativity seems to be at the heart of what you do, Sue. How you bring that creativity into your work, and how do you level that with keeping the flow consistent in your everyday and the practices and tools and habits that you use to help stay inspired, stay on top of branding trends, how you deliver those fresh ideas?
Great question. Yes, creativity. I love that. That's what I'm passionate about. And to keep the creative juice running, we go to industry trade show conferences every year, keep learning. I try to, Audible, right? And also stay with what's going on in the business and connect with like-minded people and industry leaders, top voices, just know what's going on and everyday relatable stories. I feel like you can find a lot of relatable stories in every day to be used in business. One example is yesterday, Valentine's Day. My kiddos got all the rose petals from the roses. They were having fun with it. And instead of saying, "Why did you do that?" Right? I just wanted to know his intention is. So I asked, "Hey, honey, what were you trying to do?" And he said, "I wanted to shower you with flowers." That
That
was
is so
so
sweet.
yes,
Gosh.
it melted my heart. And that's a little one, 7-year-old. Then my 9-year-old said, "Mom, I wanted to record it for you." I just learned editing from school, talking about AI, talking about creativity, talking about video editing tools. So they grabbed my camera, my iPhone, and recorded that video. You'd say, well, that's just an everyday video, nothing special about it. To me, it is special. It's his creativity. He thought about it. That he wanted to do this, right? And is it professional video? No, it's not. Is it relevant? Yes, because creativity
Absolutely.
comes, it can't come from any time, all walks or all kinds of things. While you are doing things, when you are in it, all of a sudden an idea spark. It just reminds me that love doesn't need to be polished, and creativity does not need permission. It just comes. And also wrote a little message about Valentine's Day. Hope you had a great one. And love is unedited, something like that. Doing marketing, it's the consistency, right? You gotta come here every week to get better at it. Marketing is an experiment. Gotta try different things to find what works best for you. I see pretty common is that we wait for that perfect moment to do marketing. We wait for that perfect moment to see creativity. But creativity is around us, it's everywhere. And be you, not be afraid to show you. To show your uniqueness. For my company's 10th anniversary in 2023, we gave wine tumblers as celebration, part of the celebration, and then fortune cookies. And because when I meet people ask me, where you're from and did you grow up eating fortune cookies? Those are special. People can easily relate to, right? You're talking about craft message that, that's relevant. And this is one piece, right? So for the fortune cookie, one message that says fortune comes from strategic marketing. And yes, it is. It's not randomness. It's strategic. It's intentional. And the other fortune cookie says kind of on brand with branding, magic promotions, something magical awaits. Call the magic Sue. And the last message, if you've eaten one of the fortune cookies, fortune cookie has lucky numbers. So the lucky number, your lucky number is 773-791-3166. Now I just told you the secret, which is my cell phone number. I just love seeing the reaction when each of them receive it. I'll tell them this is my homemade fried rice, and they laugh so hard. And I love wisdom. And months later, people still remember. That's a brand experience you're creating. It's not just a random gift, right? It's marketing. It's intentional. It's thoughtful. It's meaningful. Months later, people still reach out to me. Hey, I have an event coming up. I'm looking for some unique gift. And then we come together, meet and brainstorm, help them craft unique ideas for their business.
That right there is such a fabulous and very interactive example of experiential and brand marketing. If I've ever, from my experience, I feel like I would also opening that fortune cookie for me after you explain it is such a joy and so just so creative and different. And I feel like, those parasocial relationships that you make with like artists or, other grand people, it's like you're sharing that special connection of, your number, and you're saying, let me help you, I'm here for you. It's that really intimate connection. So amazing for people and will definitely resonate. And I love that video of your children. I think love, like creativity, knows no bounds. I think that's sort of what you were inferring. So I really love that.
So coming to AI, which is kind of like the talk of the town, a lot of people think AI is a threat and a lot of people think AI is kind of like an amplifier. So how relevant is AI in your work today? And how have you integrated AI tools into magic proportions?
Great question. That's definitely a hot topic. A lot of us wanted to hear, right? I myself often feel like I'm not catching up with all that's going on with AI. There's always something new, a new app, a new website. And I do believe it helps us in a lot of ways. You know, for example, you know, as a creative person, I feel like my thoughts are scattered. A lot of time I need a piece of paper, having my notes right in front of me. With AI, you would be able to train your AI to be your way, you know, bullet point or be a critical thinker rather than be a friend, you know, all of that. It's really helpful. And then anytime when you have that creative thoughts coming, you can gather all the thoughts. And then with AI, you're able to craft messages for the whole year if you want to, just in a few hours or a few minutes. But it has to come from us. You know, creativity has to come from us. Because say AI created a logo, you may see another logo that, you know, somebody else used, right? The same one, you use it, he used it, because it's in the same database. So I think it's important, you know, even as you're crafting social media messages, I think it's important to really put that thought process into it, have those original input before you are doing it. For us, we do use a few, but for every day we use Canva, we use Canva AI, use ChatGPT, Gemini, and CapCut. There's an AutoCut. You input, upload your video, and in seconds, you know, you see it's done. It's right there. So it actually definitely help speed up that process, increase efficiency in the work day. But AI, I would say it only gets better when there's human support, right? I've had experience with going nowhere, trying to look for support, and we don't want another experience like that, especially for someone coming from hospitality industry. I want those to be real, authentic, from a live people, a live person. I know there are a lot of tools that you can implement for answering phone calls, and I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that. I love that personal touch, that, you know, interaction, and being able to say, great, we'll get it done. And, you know, knowing our clients' needs and be able to help them feel they are seen and heard, understood, get their workday better, and help them, you know, have that peace of mind because they know you get it, rather than talking to AI and getting nowhere. In customer service side, I do believe I prefer a human being. And but for some part of our business, I use make.com. Have you heard of make.com? It's a automation tool that you could use to create AI agent, you know, to deploy AI agent for different workflow. For me, a small portion for my business is when we have our Google Sheets with all the order information, like what the order client name, and you know, when the order ships, we will have a tracking number inputted in the Google Sheet, and then AI will send email to client, deal first name, your order is on the way, the estimated delivery time is such date, and once it's delivered, it will again send another email. You know, your order has been delivered. We want to make sure everything it's exactly how you envision, right? And also in the process of the ship date, if anything, if it doesn't ship as planned, then it will trigger other app, which is Slack. We use a lot for communication. Communication, super, super important from our supply side, our team side, client side. If it doesn't ship on time, then we are notified, right? We know right away if we need to call our supplier to expedite the process instead of ground arriving in 3 days, we will upgrade that into next day air without charging our clients. So they have peace of mind. It's taken care of, right? So yeah, AI, you know, evolving, and there's always something new. And I haven't tried, but I know there are a lot of tools for video creating, hygiene, for training. I still use the old-fashioned way. I like to record it on my phone. Yes, there are a lot of tools. If you wanted to explore and learn, there's always something new out there. But also knowing what you want to do and find the right tool. I know the other one, when I did a presentation, you know, I just had those notes I created and then dropped all the info into Gamma, and it created a presentation in 10 seconds. That was pretty impressive. I know there are concerns there may be considered a threat because other people, you know, get laid off. I think it's also an opportunity for us to learn because it's not going back. It's moving forward, and it's better and better. What I'm trying to say is that learning using those tools is so important, and being able to adapt and be open-minded and see what it is. And even now, a lot of things are done by AI. So instead of being afraid, being intimidated, or seen as a threat, why don't we embrace it and learn about it and get better using that?
I wanted to say a quick thing about that. I find the role of AI really like works to our advantage if we know how to use it right. Learning how to speed up the process of efficiency is that's like the biggest takeaway for me. Like being able to having AI generate, you know, a presentation in seconds is so new to us. But learning how to like critically think about how we move forward with alongside AI instead of like letting heads with it, I think is going to help us the most. And yeah, I think you said it best. Working efficiently with AI is going to change the game of branding. And I just learned about Chatbot, which is a new implementation of Claude, and it's supposed to be like a robot in your place of, you know, doing simple tasks for you and learning how to problem solve with experience and time, so you can leave the simple tasks to the bot, which is scary, right?
Being AI native is like, I think, super important. It's okay to give your mundane tasks to the AI, but it's extremely important to keep the creativity and the core idea of something just to yourself and like maybe bring out something that's personal.
Yes, I so agree with you. Yeah, when you save time on those repetitive tasks, you are able to have more time to do deep thinking and be able to come up with strategic plans, strategic solutions, or creative ideas that help clients grow and help them stand out and be remembered.
I've been really enjoying this conversation of AI. I think it's really important for upcoming brand marketers to learn how to use AI strategically to build the AI backbone almost of learning how to ask it efficiently. And so while we have a lot of young listeners and early career marketers listening to our show, I'd like to ask you, Sue, what you piece of advice you'd offer them about building a sustainable, joyful, and successful career in marketing?
Great question. I found it's really helpful to do what you really love. And I have a quote that I love from Mother Teresa is, "It's not what you do, but how much love you put into doing it, whether you love marketing or other things. You want what it's important that it's your passion, because when you are, it's your passion, you love doing it, it doesn't feel like a job. It's you would have, you can come back with it with a lot of energy and don't get tired of it doing it because you love it. Also, be you, be authentic. This word needs more authentic people. And when I started my career, oh, as an immigrant, right? I moved here 17 years ago. And I remember struggling so much to want to be like somebody else. And that didn't go far. It just leads to frustration. But then I realized, everybody else is taken. Just be you. And then I started building this magic promotion brand. And that's so unique. And a lot of them that comes with my background, my education, hospitality education, and my life experiences. So I always say you are the brand, So embrace the way you are and add your uniqueness to what you do because people love you for you.
Absolutely. That was so well said, Sue. That was a great way to give some insight into the future of branding. I think authenticity is not going anywhere anytime soon. And I love it, but you're so right. Being, as corny as it is, and we can all agree it's very corny, but being you is, what's going to take you far. So, Sue, thank you for sharing your journey and insight with us. I thought that was a really great ending to our show. And we've had so many great takeaways from listening to how deep and important relationships are, and putting your stamp, your own personal brand, and your stamp on branding and the marketing world is invaluable. And I like that this conversation really highlighted how branding isn't just about visuals and messaging, it's about what's underneath and giving your audience and your customers a meaningful, deep experience. And your perspective on experiential marketing and strategic gifting is wonderful, and it's going to give our listeners such a practical guide of thinking about how branding works in a more holistic way. To our listeners, we hope this episode offers actionable ideas and a fresh lens on how everyday brand touch points can create a lasting impact. And I just want to also thank our co-host, Aish, for joining the show. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to follow Talking Marketing for more discussions with leaders who are shaping the future of marketing. So thank you so much again for joining us.